up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true.
All right, welcome back. We are back with another episode of the Scenario Podcast. Matt, what's been going on? A little hiatus, man. My bad. I've been out of town for like a week and a half.
Yeah, man, you're traveling. You're spinning the globe, man. I'm just here trying to make some things happen, man.
You know? I was out in Vegas for a week and a half for the SEMA conference with the gig. Normal Vegas, nothing extravagant until my last night.
Vegas always finds a way to become Vegas.
Yeah, no,
even at the most.
This is Vegas, not in actual Vegas, because I stayed in the Westin, a little bit off the strip, so I didn't have a casino on there, but they just remodeled it and they just dropped a new bar in there. So 90% of my time there, they didn't have a bar in there.
That's rough.
No, they had like a little small little bullshit bar. I went to like a full, like, extended bar. So I come back from the gig one night. We had to stay late to make sure we got our site broken down because I was there for the SEMA conference, big auto show conference. So like Goldberg, I got a picture with Goldberg.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was walking around the Dolo like on some regular shit with a hoodie on. Like,
I mean, he's Goldberg.
No. But I'm saying it wasn't like
he's safe.
Like right. He was like, I was like, Goldberg, what's up, man? I was like, hey man, you mind if I take a picture? He's like, cool. He's like, most people just take pictures of me
and don't ask me.
So you know, I took a picture of him and stuff and. And I was like, dude, he was there early in the morning, like when people were setting up. So,
well, you know, that's his thing, though. Like,
I didn't know that.
He loves cars. Like, he's got a crazy car collection that he's customized,
okay,
put back together. Like, that's his thing. Like, look at his Instagram sometime. Like, that's what Goldberg, okay, like, does. That's his thing.
Yeah, it was like a guy, like, on some regular shit. Like,
yeah,
he had a hoodie on and a backpack, like, chilling. Like,
yeah.
And then, and I was like, dude, you're early, man. He's like, yeah, man, I got to get here early before all these motherfuckers get out here. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, damn,
mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at you.
Yep.
He's like, I want to look at these cars in peace. And I feel him, though. Like, so and the conference went straight, you know, all the hot rods, a lot of dope stuff for the gig and all that. So we're coming back at the set, getting the site torn down and checking out all the stuff at the venue and whatnot. And making sure all the employees under me got back to where they was going because we had temporary staff that was just in Vegas to help us run the booth. So I get back to hotel 12:30 at midnight. And two of my coworkers got back earlier, two white guys. So they're pounding drinks. They like, we done. You know, they going hard. Like, and they like that. Like, if one of the guys I can describe to you is like the traditional white guy from Florida. The other guy is the older Miami white guy from Florida. He wears gold chains, but he's like 58. And he has like 50 million stories about all this different shit that's happened in his life.
Mm.
So think of Crockett at 58. But he did. But he's not the real Don Johnson. He's actually Crockett at 58.
And, okay, fine.
And he's got paper, though. He's been in the business, you know, an air compressor business for years. Like, so he knows all kind of shit. So he's been around. He's lived in like 30 states because they made him move around so much. But he's originally from Orlando but lives in Miami now. So like he lives like next door to like John Elway's summer home type shit. Like he got that much paper type shit.
Mm.
So they drunk in the corner pounding shit. So I come in and I'm like sitting there talking to them and they give me a drink. And I'm like, yo, them dudes over there look familiar as hell. And I was like, is that Wishbone from Bone Thugs and Harmony? So I go over there to Hollywood. I was like, man, you know what? Fuck it, man. I mean, I wasn't going to go over there and like jock rod or nothing, but I was going over there just show them love and be like, hey, what's up, fellas? You know, appreciate y'all music, all that good stuff. So I get over there and I'm like, what's up, Wish, man? I was like, man, Daryl, man, from St. Louis, man, appreciate y'all music. He's like, oh, man, good looking, man. He was like, hey, man, stay right here. Hey, Lil Lokester. I'm just throwing out a random name of a
mm-hmm.
hood cat. And hey, grab them. These cats went behind the bar and grabbed two bottles of Hennessy while the bartender left for a minute. Like they doing their own bar. Like they doing their own. And keep in mind, they are not. They are looking thuggish, ruggish bone, too. Like they.
Like it's 1995?
Yes. Like I think he had a Coogi sweater on.
Was it all of them?
Let me get through the story here. Because they unveil, like, as time goes on.
What the hell?
So, so then I notice, I turn around, and I realize this whole small hotel bar is the whole Cleveland. So it's like, it all just hit me that the whole damn bar is with them.
Oh, shit.
So it's like girls, like everybody looks like they are from Cleveland. Like they all sitting together drinking. So the dude, it's like this little nerdy guy. It's the first day.
What does a person that's from Cleveland look like exactly?
Okay. Old Cleveland. I don't know how new Cleveland looks. Cleveland looks like long white tees, hoodies, and you're in Vegas where it's 80 degrees, sunglasses, Belokes. Not regular sunglasses, Belokes.
So you just walked into a time warp.
I walked into first of the month.
Oh, okay. You see Uncle Charles?
Huh?
You see Uncle Charles?
No. Okay. That's Crossroads.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I'm his first of the month before Charles died. Okay. Uncle Charles may have been there though, but he was before he died.
Okay.
This is pre. He died.
Was Easy there?
No. Yes, you might as well. So then another dude talked to Rose up. He was like, "What's up, man? Hey, man, where Flesh go? Like I'm supposed to, like I'm with them. Like I'm supposed to know where Wishton went." And I was like. And I was like, oh, no, man. I was like, oh, should I look up? It's Fleshbone.
Oh, geez. He asked you where he went himself?
No, he asked where Wish went.
Oh.
Like, I was with them. Like, he assumed every black guy in the bar was with them somehow.
Oh, okay.
Which is hilarious that he isn't his own entourage.
Well, I mean.
So, I'm like.
The fact they've got an entourage of this size in 2017 is remarkable.
Oh, it's even funnier, though. Okay. So, I'm like, oh, shit, Flesh, man. Girl, man, from St. Louis, man. I grew up in. He's like, oh, that's what's up, man. She's a, hold up. Then he tells me, hold up. Stay right here. So, now, Wish and Flesh have told me to stay right here. I'm going to be right back. He's going to talk to this random. And they, four or five white women were there, too.
But
they look like Cleveland Hood white girls. They weren't like. Your traditional white girl, they look like a girl that was from East 1999. Like the white girls that may have lived in like Erie, Pennsylvania. But then like will come over and like hang out with the dudes in Cleveland.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh snap, oh okay. Woo-woo. So we talk and they come back and I'm like, yo, appreciate y'all music. I ain't want to jock rock. Can I buy y'all a drink? He's like, no, we just took two bottles of Hennessy for buying the thing. Now, you want something?
I was stealing bottles of Hennessy from Mexican restaurants in like 2004.
Yeah, man. Now, I don't know if they ended up telling the bartender he's going to pay for it, but everybody was saying, put it on my room. But I was like, there's no way possible that everybody's got a room. So I'm sitting there just in the middle of it talking. So the other dude come over and he was like, hey, man, what happened with DJ Unique, man, them beats? He's like, oh, that nigga had some fire for me. So I'm just sitting there at the bar thing, like I'm in a conversation, not saying that they talking about DJ Unique and how he came up with the beats and how they met Easy and stuff. So it was only Wish and Flesh. And then he was like, man, busy upstairs, knocked out, man. So and then the Flesh go, I'm finna go fuck real quick. I'll be back down in a minute. Y'all gonna be down here? Wish was like, oh no, we gonna shut this bitch down. Keep in mind, in Vegas, there is no shutdown in the bar, so really, this means they're going to be down here all night.
You're going to be there until you get shut down.
Yeah, exactly.
There ain't no shutdown.
And I thought it was going to get shut down. Like, they were so wild. It was no music. It's just a whole bunch of Cleveland cats wild. So, I had to go get something for the rental car, so I go back outside, and I see the two Bone Thugs and Harmony vans. They're the old school van. Like, they still was the van from the first of the month video when they was on the first tour.
Like they reactivated them?
Yeah, it looks like it. They were that old. They weren't like no new sprinters. And then I start thinking, I'm like, so hold on. Y'all drove them all the way out here?
They
or
did
y'all live in L.A.
there.
Or something maybe? And drove. Now, I figured they probably live in L.A.
They got to be out there. They might live in Vegas. There's a lot of folks living in Vegas.
Yeah, you're right. But they were staying at the Westin.
They might have been there for the show.
No, I didn't see it. I asked him. He's like, oh, man, we just heard kicking.
I can see Bone living in Oakland.
But not the new, that's the old Oakland.
Well, yes.
New Oakland is gentrified.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
That's all
fair.
Silicon Valley now. They done pushed out Drew Down. They done pushed out Richie Rich. They done pushed all them out.
Hey, even the Warriors left and everybody left.
Yeah, they
like,
left.
We out.
So, yeah, man, I was like, yo. And then I'll start thinking, I was like, damn, man, they look old as fuck. So how, like they looked old. Like, wear and tear on life old. Mm. Shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony, too, though. But that, like, it was just like, I ended up in the and I wasn't in the conversation. I was just standing there, sitting there, and they were talking. So then the white guys from my job come over. He's like, "Oh, so these are all your friends?"
Oh,
I'm like, "No, this is Bone Thugs and Harmony." And he was like, Crossroads? And then Flush start laughing. But then he was like, so the white guys, and he's like, so you on that? And I start thinking, like, Flush went to jail, I believe.
Was he on it?
No, because he went to jail.
That's
remember?
Right. That's right.
No, he went to jail right after that, but he wasn't on that song, though. So, like, they were like, oh, man.
He got a check for it, though.
Yeah, he probably did. But he did, like, a dime, though.
Yeah.
For, like, what, like, attempted murder or some crazy shit. But anyway, I was just like, yo, these cats look old, man. So I get back to my room. So I start thinking, I was like, these cats is wild and stealing liquor. I don't want to be in the Bone Thugs and Harmony write-up in the Vegas Times Journal. I don't know what they call it, a newspaper. Because it seemed like it was going their route. Because it was people drunk, people standing on tables laughing and shit. Like, and it was like a small hotel bar. It wasn't nothing crazy. It was just the Westin Bar.
Are they all of them back together now?
They off and on. I don't know. Like, because now Busy and Crazy got a duo album together. The last Bone Thugs and Harmony album that came out, it was just Flesh and Busy.
See, I'd like to run into 3-6 like that at the bar.
Oh, that would be great. Juicy J?
Yeah.
Oh, you know he would, man.
Yeah.
And then Paul, and DJ Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be... DJ Paul lives in Vegas, too.
I believe it. That's the type of place... That's the type of place for them.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want to do. Yeah, like, I want to run, run into 3-6.
Yeah, so, like, y'all was cool. I didn't see Crazy or Busy or Lazy. And then I was talking to my homegirl. She was like, I mean, them three cats got the least amount of money, so it makes sense that they was the ones just doing some dumb shit at the bar. Yeah. But I think, remember, Crazy and Lazy started Mo Thugs, the label.
Yeah.
So they own all them, whatever money they made from off of that, and then the other albums that came through that.
Yeah, they got...
And all that. And Crazy got a fucking Grammy, multiple Grammys.
Yeah, they got it together over there.
Yeah, so, like, Crazy's got a Grammy for Crossroads and a Grammy for Riding Dirty with Chamillionaire.
That's right.
So Crazy's got more, and you gotta think that's residual money. They put that Riding Dirty in commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So Crazy's sitting on some money.
Oh, yeah, they're getting paid for that song forever.
Yeah, so.
That song gonna send a check to the house every month forever.
Yeah, forever, you know. So it was just interesting. I was like, dude, Vegas, man. I didn't really get the experience. I was walking around Vegas by myself, man, and it was just like weird because it was like, I didn't feel the same, maybe because I'm older since that last time I've been to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like the same Vegas to me.
Well,
it was Vegas.
It was middle of the week, too. You were there for a long time.
Week and a half, though, yeah. And I was walking out there, like, Tuesdays and Wednesdays and shit. But I'm just saying, like, I felt like I was too old for some of the shit, maybe. Like that I would normally would have done.
Like, you can't go out for, like, a month now. I can't believe you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done until right. Christmas.
Yeah. No, Friday, we got to get together for the game, though.
I might not be here. I think I might have to be in Kansas City. I didn't realize that I had a conference over there for like a day and a half.
For the frat?
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to go though. I'm trying to find a way to.
But you're like the
junior. I'm the advisor. Oh, but I mean, I don't. For my undergrad. I don't care. Either way, I don't feel like going to Kansas City. There's like reasons to be in St. Louis this weekend. Yeah. And that's rare. So I don't want to miss out on that. I don't know.
Shout out to your Halloween costume too, man.
It was a good 2-day run.
Yeah, man.
It was a good 2-day run.
You went as...
I was Archer on Friday.
And then Saturday, you was Guardians of the Galaxy Raven and...
Star-Lord. Yeah.
And then y'all had the whole crew. Y'all had everybody. Little Groot, baby Groot.
Didn't have a Drax. It's hard to get a Drax.
Yeah, because you got to have a big motherfucker.
I was trying to see if just get Roy. You got to keep like a Roy on retainer for
Is Roy's
like
ball
that.
Too, though? It'll work.
Yeah, it's been super easy. Like, he's the most Drax-like person I know.
That's very true. He is Drax.
Yeah, like he might as well be Drax.
That's what I said, day to day, yeah.
Like if I ever put the Avengers together, he's definitely coming as the Hulk.
Oh, most definitely.
Like there's no other choice. Like we recruited Teddy for next year.
Well, y'all.
We're just getting bodies. Just getting bodies
just
together.
Just to figure out what is on the back end of it.
We have fourth place in the big costume thing down at Ballpark Village.
Dope.
Yeah, so they gave us some gift certificates and we used them all on drinks.
Right, y'all was there.
Yeah. It's hard to carry money around in a Halloween costume. Like, you got to go to great lengths to find pockets in a Halloween costume.
The dopest Halloween costume I saw, dude, I saw a thing online where people, this group of black people went, it's all the black people that died in Jason movies. Dude, it was the dopest thing they had to do. Remember from Jason Takes Manhattan?
Yeah.
The dude with the curl that had them. I mean, every black person for every Jason movie is like 12 of them.
That's great.
Like, and dude, that's great. Like, I was
that's,
like,
that's great.
Like, I couldn't. It was an old girl from Death Proof. So her crew did it. Tracy Thorns.
Okay.
The black chick from her crew did it.
Okay.
That I saw on Instagram.
Halloween was fun though. See, the thing I enjoyed about Halloween, and this is the first Halloween I ever had when I'm working from home, so like I just got to watch like Fear Fest on AMC like nonstop.
And see all the crazy.
Yeah, and just watch all the movies from like the '80s and like stuff like that. There's some stuff that wasn't good. Yeah, they didn't have Freddy on this year.
So I saw Freddy on.
On AMC? Mm-hmm. Was it the first one?
It was on Chiller or whatever.
Oh yeah, see, I was just watching that. I was purely watching Fear Fest on AMC. I was going to no extra lengths at all. I was trying to find a theater that had Halloween in it, but they showed it the week before Halloween, but then they didn't show it on actual Halloween, which was kind of bogus.
Yeah, you could have made a little bit of money maybe doing that.
Yeah, why not? I mean, so like I have come to enjoy Halloween for what it is now. Is Halloween, you weren't here on Halloween?
Yeah, I came to my party.
No, on actual
Halloween. Oh, no, I was in Vegas.
So Halloween. You escaped Halloween with the kid.
Yeah.
How did... yeah, you can't come out forever.
No, I took her out on Saturday before my party.
What did she do on Tuesday?
She just had school stuff.
Okay.
She's too young to really walk, like, have somebody walk around with her and stuff.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like, kind of... You got to... You trick-or-treating, too.
Yeah.
So we went to... I took her to Boo at the Zoo on Saturday... We went to Lafayette Square and then Webster Groves.
Okay.
They had stuff. So she was good with going with candy. And then on top of that, we just didn't want her to have her overloaded with candy, too.
No, I don't think so.
So she was good to go. She didn't know what...
What holiday is the most different as a parent?
All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
Even Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo. Like, because she thinks that everything is her day, too.
Oh, that's right.
Like, she expects, like, oh, y'all all partying? Who's... anybody's birthday. She was mad that I came to your birthday party because y'all like, I'm going to Matt's birthday party. Can I go too? Does he have cake? She started naming all this stuff. Does he get presents?
Do I need
to give him a present?
You don't want to come to my birthday party.
Right. But she thinks any event is an event.
That's good. That's you can see where this is going
to
end
up. Oh, yeah. Like Labor Day, she's like, oh, I don't have to go to school. Are we getting a cake? Like, that's her first thing. Like,
she passed on the cake at the birthday party, though.
Yeah, that was because she was just being on some extra.
Like, how do you pass on the cake?
Cause I don't know. It was too many adults.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. Hey, she just does her own thing.
Yeah, but she's like, and it was other kids there. And
she came to my housewarming party and made it her own.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in the corner grubbing, mm-hmm. living her entire full life.
Yeah, she goes up and down with different personalities. It's weird.
Well, I guess, I guess that's life. I mean, when you have 2 weeks, last time we did the show was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, yeah, it was two shows in one. I think I think the van edition.
Oh, yeah, double fisting.
That was.
Double fisting.
Double fisting in the best possible way that fisting can be.
Yes. you wanted to talk about Halloween a little bit more? From jumping to...
Oh, I'm good, man. Halloween's done. It was solid. I went to go see Jigsaw on actual Halloween.
I still forgot that it was even coming out. Was that... How was that?
Yeah, it was there. It was an hour and a half, in and out. You know,
same
stuff. Yeah.
Same as Saw 1, but then Saw 7.
Yeah.
Did they even flip it up with a twist or anything? Or is it like...
A little bit of a twist, but I mean, you know.
It was predictable.
No, it was... I don't know. I don't remember which Saws I saw and which ones I didn't.
They all go together.
They're kind of like Fast and the Furious movies for
the
me
now. The first one was amazing to me when I first saw it.
First one was good.
Like, when I was like, oh, wow, this
first
is
one was
twist.
Good. They killed Danny Glover in that movie.
Yeah, and I was like, wow.
Which I was like, whoa. Whoa!
Yo, serious.
Danny Glover got the random black man Merc in the horror movie.
Yeah, I thought he was too old for this.
I guess everybody's in play.
Yeah, that's it. It's like watching Game of Thrones.
Only brother that ever lived was LL Cool J in Halloween H2O. Did Busta Rhymes make it in Halloween?
Yeah, he did.
So Busta Rhymes,
him and
LL.
Tyra Banks made it in that too.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. They were boyfriend and girlfriend in there, and they made it out.
That's the odds getting flipped on.
Yeah,
his head.
Was when hip hop was really kind of infusing in there, and they really... I'm assuming Busta Rhymes probably got his contract and was like, nah.
I ain't dying, dog. Wow.
Dang, that's a good question. What movies has somebody black survived?
Them the only three I can think of. LL.
The little black kid in Child's Play 3.
I don't think LL ever had to face Michael Myers straight on, though, either.
Yeah,
I think
he got through out a window.
Oh, did he? Yeah. I thought that old dude shot him.
Yeah, but he got through out a window before that.
So he got thrown out a window and then came back in the crib and got shot?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, that movie is bad.
Yeah.
I watched it and I was like...
This is bad.
I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing Halloween does for me is I get to get caught up on how bad the movies are. But they're good. Like, Halloween, the first one, isn't bad. That's an amazing movie.
Oh, yeah.
There's some plot twist in there that I'm a little concerned about. How did this dude learn how to drive after he'd been locked up since he was six?
It's not like you died at 17.
Why is he still riding around in that same station wagon from that insane asylum and ain't nobody said, hey, that's not quite right.
Why is the same car that's been killing everyone.
Why is he literally walking the perimeter around schools and like just getting out on the street and just staring into the schools and then just being out? I got questions, but it's okay though. It's fine.
The fat black kid
in it?
Freddy 3, but he ends up dying in 4. Does that count? He made it in
the you make it through one movie,
Dream Masters.
I think that Friday the 13th is the only one where brothers just don't exist, don't live, period.
I'm trying to think, I don't think a brother's ever lived in a Friday the 13th movie. That's why I was 17 people together as a group for that Halloween
costume. That's a strong play.
That's a strong. Just very black people, because that was a running joke for 30 years with comedians, was that black people don't make it to the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Or they die early.
Which is inaccurate as hell, because we would make it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd make it.
Oh, yeah. First of all, you're not going to follow the white people.
That's hell no. I'm running. The first time I see some crazy shit, I'm out.
And the black people always being heroic, too.
You know what? Actually, I'm not even going to run, because I'm going to go get in my car and leave. I'm going to be like, all right, well.
Peace out.
That's it. I'm moving.
I wonder if them Hills Had Eyes had any black people survive. I think maybe one of them. But this is neither here nor there. They're in the paradox of Halloween. I believe only Freddy 3, Child's Play 3. Does a black child count?
Black children matter.
Okay. So Freddy 3, that black kid that the main character saved, remember they were at the boot camp?
Mm-hmm.
And that, the little kid Chucky wanted to use his body. He survived. The fat kid in Dream Masters. Dude, we might be hard pressed. We can't go into 2000s. This is only 80s and 90s. I know our horror fans out there are probably be like, oh, they're probably yelling at us right now. What about Lil Loco and Pinhead and Hellraiser? Even though I never watched Hellraiser. I've never seen Hellraiser movie at all.
Yeah, I never got into Hellraiser.
Yeah.
It just looked like it was too over the top for me. That ain't my type of jive.
Yeah. Like, it was just way too much.
Yeah, it was just like, who made this?
Yeah.
Like, it was what? Clive Barker made that. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, why did you do this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I am looking forward to next Halloween, though.
The
new Halloween's coming out.
Oh yeah, that's right. Jamie Lee Curtis coming back. They redoing it, and John Carpenter.
Yeah, he's a producer. Yeah.
And the people that do Blumhouse are doing it.
Yeah, they had a good interview with him on Bill Simmons' show.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I listened to that.
Good. Yeah, that was that one. Yeah,
that's actually a good podcast overall. Just talking about movie industry in general.
Yeah, yeah, you got to put on game in that thing.
Yeah, you got to put on some game. Bill Simmons' podcast, he put people on game on a low, like in his interviews. Because it'd be like little small intricate stuff people talk about, I feel like, and they may not, you know, are people that you may not even thought about to even want to, you know, listen to. Let's jump in a couple quick emails before we go into who we're going to put into this Hall of Fame. First up, this one is from Ivan Ferrer. He's a frequent listener. He says, fellas, the last couple episodes had me dying laughing. Y'all cast was emotional and drunk as hell at all at the same time.
Yeah.
Shout out to the dude Van. I actually purchased his album off the strength of you all putting some of his music on the show. I definitely want to see what he can come up with. Appreciate what y'all was doing. Peace.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Much love to Van.
Next up, this next one is from Preston Thomas. He says, fellas, the show, where y'all at, man? The last couple of shows, y'all hit us with two in a row. If I would have known, I would have been like, damn, don't leave us hanging. I know y'all coming back soon. Just wanted to make sure y'all keep it popping. I love what y'all do. Peace. So, yeah, shout out to you, man. It's a couple
we're about to have a couple of shows get put together and just have them there.
In the pocket. So let's get. Do you want to go to Tyrese first or you want
to
go to
Let's go to Tyrese. Scott let's go to Tyrese. Let's go to Tyrese. I want Scotty. I want to save Scotty.
Yeah.
Scotty is a friend of the program.
Yeah. Because
I don't know if we can do the Hall of Fame today. I need some time.
Yeah, like, we got to think about that.
I need to let that marinate. I think we're going to have two really big holiday shows. Actually, you know what? That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a holiday show.
And somebody emailed said we still need to do Game of Thrones of with black people.
We gotta do that. We can work that in there in between, but we gotta do the list too. We gotta do the top 50.
Yeah.
We gotta pool the top 50.
Yeah.
Of all time, top 50 women of all time.
Yeah. We gotta wait for Dove for that too.
Yeah. Because like somebody's gonna Molotov our houses
for that. We don't finish it up because because Cass was so mad about that and debating and Stacey.
Yeah.
Dash.
Oh yeah, it's coming. It's coming still.
And Stacey Dash will be in there. So,
that's going to be a grand episode.
Yeah, no spoiler.
That's going to be a grand episode. I'm looking forward to doing the homework on that. I got half my list done already.
Yeah, I got a nice list done too, man. It's going to be did we cut off a certain year?
No, I'm just going.
We're just going off the wall.
Yeah, we're going period. Mm, period.
All right. So let's go into Tyrese theme, man.
I mean, listen, dog. Here's my thing. It's like with Tyrese. Why you gotta do that on social media, dog? You're making yourself look like a fool, man. Like,
he doesn't have no friends.
I mean, if you don't have friends, that's fine. But I mean, the internet as a deity or whatever it is ain't your friend.
Right, but no. I'm saying he doesn't have any friends to even stop him.
Like, I know, I get what's going on. But like,
because he lost all his friends. You know when he lost all his friends, right?
Good, when he started challenging The Rock?
No way. A year and a half before, 2 years before. If you could think about it and guess.
I'm blanking.
When he put that video up, when Dr. Dre got that $1 billion deal from Apple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And almost fucked up his money.
Yeah, that was probably a good
move. It seemed like that was the beginning of the downfall.
See, like, that's the thing. Like, he's doing stuff like that. He's getting mad at people on Twitter for making fun about how he tweets. He's putting videos up now, crying and doing all that stuff. Like, he's one of the textbook examples about why there needs to be, like, a breathalyzer for using social media. Like, you can't use it right now. Your breath is too dumb.
You drunk.
Yeah, like, you might not be drunk yet, but your breath smelled dumb. Like, you just said something real stupid and it hung around your mouth. So you're talking, you're being so dumb right now that everything you say smells bad. That's how dumb this is. Like, I get it, dude's distraught over the situation with his daughter, he's distraught over the fact that his pocket's getting raked in. Like, they said old girl tried to raise child support from like 12 grand to 80 grand a month. What kid would cost 80 grand a month to raise? What kid is that? She gonna get to the whole tab of my entire life in a year and a half, probably.
Yeah. I mean,
counting the years I took care of myself.
Right, yeah. Counting the years, college fund, everything.
All that stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know how you can even do that. But I mean,
how can you sit up there and say, this is what I need? I need that 80 grand a month to make ends meet. Wait a minute. But, either way it goes when it comes to child support. Hey, that's those people's business. Y'all do what y'all gotta do. But man, you gotta come to market a little smarter than that.
Yeah, man. It's just, and then the whole thing with The Rock, and like, even though I do agree with Tyrese when it comes to The Rock, though, about how he did kind of come in and try to bogart that series.
Oh yeah,
he's right about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, he did the same thing with G.I. Joe. Mm-hmm. But I mean, here's the thing: like, they brought him in, they trying to use him as the box office draw. You know. Yeah.
Because him and Vin Diesel don't rock. But the only thing is, like, Tyrese needs to understand, like, get your money. You ain't got to be cool with nobody to get your money. Like, Vin Diesel don't like The Rock either. They had a whole thing about that.
Yeah, they ready to scrap.
Yeah, but, and Vin Diesel was like, but I ain't going to fuck my money up, though.
No, because Vin Diesel tried to lay it out there and say it's either him or me for a second.
Yeah.
And then they was like, you want us to answer that question? We just proved we can keep doing these movies without half of the star to drive the thing. Paul Walker ain't coming back anytime soon. So we can definitely do this movie still without you. We got 85 people in this cast. Mm-hmm. We can do whatever you want. This ain't Ocean's 11. You ain't Brad Pitt. You ain't George Clooney. And you ain't Matt Damon. You're Vin Diesel.
You ain't even Don Cheadle.
Like, you're in the Guardians of the Galaxy. And you're making your money doing that. Just keep on being...
Was he Baby Groot too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean... I just don't, man. Like, people, but it's funny how I'm like in the middle on this whole thing with Tyrese. I think it's some sucker shit he's doing. I mean, indubitably. But then it's like some people is like going super hard on him, like.
Well, yeah, cut out the end, out both ends,
and like then you got the other group that are like, oh man, like I know how it feels, man. My girl getting me for $125 a month right now, and it's killing me, my nigga.
Brother, you talking about $125 a month, not $125
a year,
not $120K. Yeah,
right, but still, like it's like, man, I know how it feels, man. Nah, man. Your situation, your child support is a little bit different. Damn. I'm sure your $125 don't take care of your kid.
No. You're just paying for clothes. And no, that's no, it.
You just...
Yeah, you're just kind of doing what you're supposed to do. Like, you this court said you got to do something, so now right. You're doing it.
And you work at UPS on the part-time shift, so you don't have to pay as much.
Yeah.
So, and then you hustling on the side.
Cats be finding ways to get out of them obligations. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, y'all going to take that bread? I need that part-time job. Or I need that unemployment, and then I need that. And then I need to just be hustling, whatever else I do.
He works as a bartender or something on the side.
I need cat. Like, I'm cutting hair.
Yep, and I'm doing all cash.
Top five ways to launder money to make sure you can live. Cut hair.
Mm-hmm. Car wash.
Car wash. Yep.
Cleaners. If you're talking about businesses, cleaners.
Be a personal trainer. Oh.
Bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanic.
Mechanic can be tough. You could do it. You gotta be in business for yourself.
No, you can work under the table.
Yeah, you can. But I mean, you're not gonna be able to like go and be working at like the service center.
Oh yeah, you can't go to jobs.
Yeah, you gotta go do your thing.
Yeah.
Be a dancing bear cat. You don't know what that is. Look it up.
Go ahead and Google that one.
Figure it out for yourself.
And go down maybe two or three different. How high you think that is on a search? Dancing bear, like the dancing bear we talking about.
You got to go to those particular sites and just go straight for.
I think you can Google dancing bear to be around 4 or 5
on the Google search. It's something else. I want to talk about that for a second.
Yeah, go ahead. This is interesting. Dancing bear. All
right, man. So, whose women are those at those joints? I
mean, they're all porn stars.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Well, not all of them are. It's like some of them are like just random women.
Some of them are plants.
Just the, like extras.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they don't touch a dick, they're extra.
Like, who's at that? There's some in there that ain't porn stars, though.
They're just
sucking dick for the sport of it.
Yeah. Maybe cutting a little extra check on the side. Like, you don't have to do that, man, but here's a $150 check. Or maybe, I wonder if they just put all the women in the room, some of them porn stars.
Yeah, that's
it. They say, like, if you want to touch the dick. You can. That's extra money
for you. They're
going to pay you $50 for your extra work.
I think they lay it out. I think they roll the ball out there. And then they plant the people they need to plant.
Just in case it don't get moving. Just to get somebody started.
Then they plant 3 or 4 porn stars in there. Because half them chicks just look normal as hell.
They do.
They just is normal chicks. Just like, hey, we here. They probably sign a waiver so that they can use their image and all that stuff.
Well, and they can cut them a check.
Or can you imagine turning on the internet and you see... You see your homeboy gal on there, two-fisting a cat.
I'd have to turn it off.
Yeah, I'd just be like,
no, I'm saying like it would just be uncomfortable.
I would be like, this is absurd. But that's in my mind is what girl bachelor parties are.
Nah.
That's in my mind. That's what it is.
They don't go as wild as we do. They like the experience of hanging out with their girls running around the streets. And being out with the thing. Our men's bachelor parties aren't in public.
Men's, but here's the difference. Men's bachelor parties, there's a sense of urgency at those joints. It's like
it's do or die.
It's
right
like
now.
you got 80 yards to go, and you got one timeout, and you're like, we got to figure out how to make this happen because we need not only to get a touchdown, we got to go for two.
Yeah.
So it's like
and an onside kick,
and we might need an onside kick. So like, but then like, meanwhile, girls are just like having fun, all dressing up, doing their thing, doing gifts. Girls give gifts for everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. It's amazing the amount of gifts that girls give out come the holiday season. They come up, they give out. It's like being an elementary school teacher. Like, but anyway, though, going back to the, I just couldn't even imagine that. Like, can you? I know girls that like will go to a male review.
Yeah, and I know that shit gets crazy too.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but not dancing bear crazy.
Yeah, not like they out there draping the sausage on right. Or anything like that.
I'm just getting fucked in front of all these other girls.
Yeah, like
too.
They like that. I don't know. I know it's weird. Like I know girls either for that or against it. Like there's not much middle ground.
Yeah. Either they all and maybe if they do go, it's because it's a bachelor party or all right, my one homegirl that's fucking, that they can't get no man because she want to be with, you know, this one stripper named Nitro, you know, and she's got a crush on him, so we gonna all go.
Right.
Or Chocolate Thunder or something, and we gotta all go.
Right.
I don't think it's like men where they like, yo, I'm there every week.
Like, we gotta do this.
Because there's not a venue for a women's strip club unless you're in, like, Vegas.
I mean, women like women, though, too. Women could appreciate women as
well. But I'm saying, like, they got male strip clubs in, like, Vegas.
They have,
like,
they have them traveling reviews. That's, like,
right, that's what I'm saying. That's the only thing they got. So they get a little haul or something and run it out and go crazy. But they don't have the pink slip. Or bottoms up.
That's
or
true.
Or hustler or something like that where they can just know where, we can go here or we can go at your crib. And bring some people there. What you want to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, girls don't do that. They don't have the at-the-crib bachelorette party.
Yeah. Some do, maybe. Girls, maybe y'all, women that
correct us if correct we're wrong. I've never been privy to that.
Yeah, but. I mean, you see it in movies where they bring, like, strippers in, like, for...
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, but, like, I'm talking about, like, a dancing bear party. I'm talking about, like, 50 chicks in there huddled up, and then one of them just say, I gotta have it. I just don't think I know women that would sit there and just be like, yeah, that's what's up. Like,
I'm going to suck this dick in front of all these girls.
In front of all my girls. Like, I don't know if I know that chick.
I haven't met her. Never be
surprised by what happens.
Right, I'm never surprised by anything a woman does. I would be surprised.
That'll be something.
For dancing bear.
That would be something.
What if you saw, like, one of our homegirls on it?
Oh.
Like...
That would be... I don't even want to tear off who could possibly be.
No, I'm not even saying naming no names. Uh-huh. It'll fuck up your vision. I'm saying this in general, like, would you be like... Could you talk to them again?
Yeah, I'd have questions.
Would you confront them about it?
Oh, yes. Hell yeah, I'd be like, so look at this.
Would you wait if you saw that person, or would you just send them the link?
No, I need that in person. I like to see my reactions, like, when they're there. I don't want to, like, be the one that's like, I know this is happening somewhere right now. Oh, this is awesome. No, I need to see it. I need to know what's going on. Yeah.
Dancing bear.
That'd be hilarious.
So Tyrese, man, like, I mean, do you think he's broke? He's acting like he's broke. Is he broke or is it the rich broke?
It's relatively broke. Everybody feel a little broke when the court go in your pockets. When the court jump in your pockets, you could have... Let's say you got $100 and the court going there and take 20, you're going to be like, I'm done. I can't do nothing, man. I gotta watch stuff, man. They taking my money, man. I gotta be careful. Like, dog, you got $80 still. Oh, no, man. No, I'm planning on having that 100. Like, he could be rich broke. I don't know. He can make a movie and be fine. He could, anytime you have the ability to create revenue for yourself, you're fine.
He need to go on tour.
Does he have enough songs to go on tour?
Yeah. Tyrese is a draw, man.
He got to bring other people with him, though.
No, he can do it.
Gonna play Busch Stadium.
He can do Midwest. No, if he did like an 8-city tour, he could make money.
Yeah, well, yeah, he could
make big money. He'd do all the 8 major cities. He would be.
I'm just saying, he's not gonna do the A level venue.
He's gonna do a pageant.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But that's still good money.
I feel like he's gonna be at Chaffetz with Tank and
Genuine
and
TG3.
Yeah.
TGT.
Yeah, like, I feel like he would be in that type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean,
he's
a bigger draw than the other two in TGT.
He ain't gonna be at Blueberry Hill or nothing, or singing in the streets, but...
But he's the biggest draw in TGT.
See, I would feel like Genuine is.
Nah, not at all. Genuine has, on for the a big level, he has one song. Pony.
And them Genius is big, man.
There's not... Nah. Not for generally, yeah. But you gotta look, Tyrese got, like, white people listen to Lately. They listen to Sweet Love. You got, I mean, a sweet lady. Like, he's got the name recognition from the movies more than them too. The people would be like, and I'm not saying that white, but, and Genuine doesn't have any new hits either.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese had that new hit, Shame, was like a year or two ago. When is the last Tyrese hit? Not Tyrese, Genuine hit.
It's been a while. Yeah.
So, I mean,
speaking of In Those Jeans, there's no polite way to segue to this conversation, so we just gotta have it. What the hell is going on in Hollywood
with the Weinstein effect?
Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, Brett Ratner.
Now that you hear the John Singleton thing?
No.
John Singleton and Jesse Jackson. Some girl wrote an article said that Jesse Jackson sexually harassed and then John Singleton, then both of them did like a press junket.
Okay. Well, that's next then. Yeah. There we go.
Fuck it. Yeah. We throw them all out there.
I mean, it's... Dog. Like, I've never really been that I'm going to straight up sexually harass you type of cat, but we all know cats that be doing too much. They be doing too much.
Yep.
So, like, these cats got that money. They got the keys of the castle, if you will.
That's the thing.
And they're, like, truly out here being, like, 100% predators.
Is it? I think it's savagery when it comes to some of these cats. Like, if you listen to you watch the John Singleton and Jesse Jackson account, it was fucked up. It is sexual harassment, but it's more savagery because I got paper and I'm just used to just flirting with chicks and saying type of shit to them and, you know, touching them on their shoulder like that because I just been doing it like that. Mm. It's savagery, just plain savagery. Weinstein is straight up caveman.
Weinstein is terrible, man. And like the crazy thing about it is, funny's not the word, but I mean, just like the interesting thing I'll say about it is that how many people have been like, yo, stop making jokes about this shit. Like, that's not helping people realize how serious this shit
like
is.
Like, it's the Weinstein effect and shit.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, like, calm down with like making this like seem like this is all right. Like, this dude can't just be a punchline. I mean, there's so many crazy things that are coming out. And there's been some stuff I think is a generational basis that are getting called out now by younger people that aren't fucking with that. And then, like, I think that also goes into the same way where you had, like, an older generation that took too much.
Yeah, they let too much shit slide.
Yeah, they let too much slide. Too much of that boys would be boys bullshit. Mm-hmm. You had a younger generation now that ain't about that action. And they're not going to allow that to happen.
And you see that article they try to put out by Dr. King from the FBI articles. FBI.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That was some bullshit. You know, they broke all that down, like, how it's not true.
Yeah.
Like, King did his thing now. Let's not get it
twisted. Oh, yes, he
did. They had King out there, like, King was fucking Hugh Hefner out here doing orgies and...
Yeah, that wasn't...
Getting chicks pregnant, like, he was 21 Savage and shit out here, like, on some, you know, like...
I don't know if you can ever put 21 Savage in Dr. King.
That's how, if you read the article, it seemed like that. Not even 21 Savage, I'm trying to think of somebody else, like some Fetty Wap or something, though, just getting chicks pregnant and doing whatever the fuck he wanted to do. Mm. Slinging dick all over the country after the civil rights, meetings.
Hey, a lot of dick got slang in the name of a righteous cause.
Oh, I believe so. I know so. I know, like, especially the Black Panthers used to run trains on a woman all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's interesting and funny. Do you remember when they were talking about how, like, they were mad about John Singleton doing the Pac movie because they wanted to show a scene with Afeni having a train run on her?
Wow.
Even though that's fucked up to do, that shit happened, though, in the Black Panther party.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't agree with them putting it in the movie.
This has no place in the movie.
Right, no, but there was. I think it was going to imply that she was like having sex with most people at the same time type thing. Not like...
But what could that have possibly had to do with the movie?
I have no idea. But, I mean, people were like, that couldn't have happened. Nah, man. I researched and read a lot of Black Panther shit. Like, it was, if it was 50 Black Panthers and 10 women, 5-on-1.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? Not all the time, and I'm not going to say that with all the
chapters. No.
But it was a lot of shit like that going on.
Yeah, I follow you.
You know what I'm saying? But, Kevin Spacey, man, like, his career is effectively over now, right?
Yeah, he's done. Like, he's done. There's no coming back from that. That's even worse than the Mel Gibson thing. Like, Mel Gibson's kind of come back now.
But, like, you can call people a pack of niggas and get them. I mean, just you can say I was drunk just talking shit. And people may not fuck with you for a while like they didn't.
Hulk Hogan and Mel Gibson both going to be back.
Well, Mel Gibson already
back. Yeah, I know. Hulk Hogan will be back too. I don't think Spacey's coming back though.
Because that's actually putting your hands on somebody.
Yeah.
And it's multiple people.
And the way that he handled it on the back end was the worst possible way you could do it. Like, oh, by the way, before you get too mad at me, I'm oppressed too.
I'm gay.
I was like, bro, come on. You just...
I mean, everybody knew he was gay already. That was like an unkept secret.
If I was a gay dude, I'd have been super mad at the way he threw that.
You see, Wanda Sykes was pissed and wrote like a whole long thing about it. Yeah,
I believe it. Like, that diminishes. Like, yo, hold up. Don't throw us out there.
And on the low, it also puts that idea that gay people are sexual predators in general, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the real
and that's
more
one
fucked
of those,
up thing.
And that's like one of those devious things that's like outdated that's in everybody's mind. But I mean, it's not going to. it's not going to help it by doing that. Like, don't throw my culture out there just because you got the world falling down on your shoulders. That's how I would feel about it, at least. Like, that was a cheap shot he took with them, like, tossing that in there. Like, that ain't explain nothing. You could explain what you did, and that kept your sexuality to the side. Like,
yeah, that's real.
Period.
I mean, and then Harvey Weinstein, he just... I mean, at this point, every woman in Hollywood has been assaulted by him.
Yeah, probably just about. His DNA all over the place.
They said that I was reading an article, and they were talking about they had a whole wing of the Weinstein Corporation that just took care of sexual harassment situations. Like, that's what the lawyers did.
No, I believe it.
Like, that's all they did was just make sure that they, you know, kept open all the different, you know, cases and all. Like, hey, you know what? We got to keep this. We got to have a wing for you, bro. You got so much going on that we got to have a wing of our company just to make sure that you're okay. And that's crazy to think about, that you got to have a wing of your company just to keep out your sexual harassment situation.
Like, you literally are supplying people a living, keeping you out of trouble. And they're going to keep on keeping that living now, because they're going to be in court for his ass forever.
And then he going to, like, say he went to, like, sex camp or something, or, like, and then he checked himself back out. And that's the thing, though. Like, back in the 80s and 90s, you could do that and get away with it. He just old as shit, because he think his old game still works.
Yeah, that's not going
to
work, bro.
Because back in the day, though, people used to be taking, saying, yeah, I'm going to rehab. And they would check themselves right back out. And be like, oh, I think he's in rehab. Motherfuckers be sitting there waiting with their phone, waiting for you to come out and take a picture of your ass checking out.
Yeah, that's not gonna play. Like, that's not. They're gonna see you with the quick. It's not gonna work. Like, that's like, I still, like, I look at all of this and I look at people getting fired up about all of this sexual assault and things like that, and I say, hey, that's dope. Let's get everybody this upset about racism now too. Let's get everybody to get this mad about blatant racism too.
Because that's definitely,
like, come on, guys, this is still here. How did this jump in line and get its lunch before us? Like,
because it's white women.
Yep, yeah, you touch the holiest of the holy. If you do that,
and white men too. If you want to talk about the Kevin Spacey
situation. Oh yeah. But if you bother white women though, you've gone too far. Even if you're a white, it's shown that if you're a white man, even your stroke isn't too much to cover up dealing with them.
You can't have this. You're defiling our woman.
Our precious queens.
Yeah, and then you got Brett Ratner, man. Like, who's an overrated director in general. But I'm just like, yo, at this point, man, if you a dude and you like on some, just don't be drinking, talking shit to women no more, and doing the normal shit you did. Just we just gotta stop the shit.
Yeah,
like, that shit's over. The shit drunk, and I'm on. Maybe I'm feeling my ass and stuff at the club, and maybe she turn around and like, nah, man.
Don't do it, dog.
Don't do it, man. You're going to end up on that Summer Jam screen.
Yeah, don't do it, dog. Like, literally, don't do it.
Don't do it, man. And especially if you got paper and you think, and I'm talking about on any level of paper where you like, man, I'm the man in Seattle, and I got a little bit of paper, though. I work for Microsoft, and I'm, you, whatever.
Nah, bro. Man. I don't want any parts of that at all. You won't catch me slipping.
Nah. It made me check myself thinking back, like, damn, man, did I sexually assault some women?
Yeah, I thought about it for a second. No, I was like, I know I did. I know. I was like, because they had that whole Me Too hashtag thing going on there. And I saw, like, all these people putting stuff out there. And, like, the crazy thing about it is that by the numbers, you absolutely do know that one of your female homegirls.
Yeah, like one out of four or something.
Yeah, like one of your female homegirls has had some crazy shit happen to her. And whether she admits it or not, it's happened.
And see, that's the crazy thing is that what your mind thinks what a sexual assault is different than what it really is, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, like, in a general mind of a man, you like, oh, man, he held her down and dicked her down and raped her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or he was, you know, the typical sexual harassment at the job, where it's like he walked by and she pick up, you throw a pencil down and he's like, looking good, Vanessa.
Yeah.
And then slapping them on the ass, they walk by. Right. You think, like, oh, man, I did that.
Then you high-fiving your homeboy.
You do it next time she come by. You know, like, that's what you think, like, oh, that's the easy shit to digest. But the thing of, like, you know, you at a bar, something knowing, you like, massaging her chick's shoulders that you don't know and shit, trying to holler at her, you can't do that shit.
Yeah, you can't do that. But here's the funny thing about it, though. I saw somebody bring up a point on Twitter about this, and I said, damn, that's another shoe that could drop, is they said, don't let women off the hook either. They said, don't let females with power off the hook either, because it happens the other way too. I was like, damn. If they get to
the problem is that men ain't gonna admit it though.
Well, yeah, but the problem is that nobody's gonna flip it on his head. That not the women ain't gonna come out. There ain't gonna be a Kevin Spacey letter written from Halle Berry or right. nothing like that. Like, that ain't happening. They ain't not gonna do that just because it gets looked at as an inequity thing. So that, you know, they end up looking at it like, you know, this happens so much to us, we don't have to be, you know,
trip off that.
Liable to the same thing. But it happens both ways.
Yeah. Definitely more equitable towards women.
Well, yeah, because I mean, there's more men in power, like by the volume. But you know, I mean, you know, there's definitely dudes that have to deal with a chick for a long ass time just to get over or something. And they don't really want to deal with them, but she in power and she's holding it over his head or could snatch his gig or do some shit like that.
Have you ever had to, you know, mess with a chick for a certain reason to do anything?
No.
I know Javon tells a story about how he had to have sex with a girl to get some food.
Well, I know a lot of people have had to do the things you've had to do to get by.
That's
different. I thought we were talking about like my job or something.
No. I told Javon I talked about oh, chick yeah. crib, oh, and he well. Said he's a little bit low on funds, and he was like, she's like, you want a pizza? And then he was like, yeah. So he said she started straddling him, and he was like, he was just kind of cool with her, and she wasn't that cute, and he was like, damn, but I want that emos. Mm-hmm. And so he ended up hitting to get the emos. Shout out to Javon.
I've heard this. He's told me
that. He told you the story too?
Yeah, he told me that story before. I forgot about it. I mean, the emos is what triggered
it.
Yeah.
He's like, I got my own extra large though. He said, with chicken and green peppers, it was good as a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, no, I haven't had to do too much abrupt things like that. Some situations have been compromising before, but I mean, you know.
Like, have you ever felt bad, like, when you turned down a chick from not letting them have sex? Back in the day, I did. Like, you'd be like, damn, man, you feel bad that you turned them down.
No. No, I didn't turn down too much back in the day. So... And now at this point in life, I don't even...
Now, of course, we mature, I don't give a fuck.
I don't even be out there like that, so no, I don't know. My late 20s was probably the most Rambo reckless part of my life.
That's the term, Rambo reckless. You just dumping.
Yeah, you just like the clip just fell out. Like, there's no way he's got any ammo left. Still shooting.
Yeah.
Still shooting. Yeah, but not even at that point, no. Not too much. I did have a situation where I had to call things off. And she wasn't too pleased about that. But I mean, you know, it kind of is what it is.
Well, when she pleased about it, you want to stop? You stop messing with her? She's like, no.
No, we couldn't continue the action going the way that it was going.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah. It was like, this got to come to a stop.
This ain't working.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it pales in comparison to all that stuff that all these people are leveraging their position in society just to get a shot at a chick that's trying to get over. Like, it's an industry that's built on being a predator and having to be the submissive in order to get over the top. And it's like, imagine when you walk into, like, the room for an award show, how many crossovers there is in there. Like, how many just, you know, cats is in there sitting next to some dude probably smashed his wife and his wife sitting right next to him. Like, that's crazy. That's why that whole area is like business as opposed to just anything else. It's like, those are mergers. You know, those are people getting together for a reason, for a cause. Ain't that stuff's not real, man. Like, it's different.
Because I always think about, like, the equitable version of a casting couch, if there is a free land of casting couch, of the thing of like a woman be like, oh, I want to get in that movie, I'm gonna fuck Harvey Weinstein, like, if that's the perfect way of it, but that is not how it works.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, not how it works at all. Like,
you just like like,
yeah, that's the utopian version of the casting couch.
That's a very,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the
yeah,
utopian
that's a, version. That's a watered down version of the Predator. Like, Predator, the movie, is about that whole thing now.
Like, man, it's like, yo, like, I mean, it's basically, yo, if you're a celebrity right now and you got some real dirt, I drop it on myself.
There's still places for it to go that it hasn't got to yet, like sports. And then, I mean, it could even creep into politics and, like, really see some of that scum.
Oh, because we finna see these mice fly out this shit with this Trump. We seeing it.
Yeah, it's happening every day. This is another breakthrough of the whole thing.
Like, I mean, if you had something like that that you had in the closet, how would you come out with it? Like, and you like, yo, this... I'd almost write a book, though, and, like...
I guess it depends on what it is, man, because, like...
Say you... You were at the club, and you were a sports. You were an executive for ESPN, and you grabbed Kerry Champion's ass.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like,
no, she could drop it at any point.
But you almost feel like you scared every damn day. You go on her Twitter. You probably check her Twitter every day.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably Google. I don't think there's any right way. I think based on the landscape now, there's no way you can introduce that and, like, damage control it. You just can't.
I think you got to come out with it yourself. On some, like, yeah, I changed and I flipped it. Like, I remember 7 years ago.
Like Ben Affleck did?
But Ben Affleck didn't come out with it himself, though.
Has anybody come out with himself?
No, that's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody been smart.
Except for Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, but then Kevin Spacey said he was gay. But somebody else came out and said something about him. I'm saying you would have to come out and be like, hey, I was, you know, her too. I would start a hashtag her too.
Mm.
And be like, hey, 7 years ago at the Christmas party at the ESPN campus, I grabbed Kerry Champion's ass and said, do you want some more? I feel horrible about it. And, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Gotta get ahead of it. You gotta get ahead of it.
Boy, I tell you what, if you're gonna do anything right now, be a public relations person in Hollywood.
Oh, getting paid.
You're getting paid. The because if you the Ray Donovans and the Olivia Popes is living life right now.
Oh, they living.
Like them cats is out there.
How many messages they got on their phone though? Like, hey man, I fucking grass annihilated and titties though at a club though like 10 years ago. Like, what do you think?
I'd be paranoid as hell. I'd be like, man, one time I was passing through the crowd and I think that the back of my hand might have grazed against the outside of her thigh. Am I in some trouble?
Hey, they probably do get some calls like that. Some people just nervous in general. Like, mm-hmm. Man, at a barbecue, I said that her legs look beautiful. Am I in trouble?
I'd be like, I thought an impure thought, man.
It
was in my mind, but you know how chicks be knowing what you thinking.
And I looked at her. I think I looked at her like she's a two-piece in a biscuit. So she might have felt like she was a...
You're in trouble. You're in trouble. You got to get...
PR people are getting paid, though. Yeah, that's a great... If you're a PR person that made it like that, and if you're good at your fucking job, you're getting paid right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you getting it right now. That's a good... I don't even know. Like you said, though, ain't even got on the sports yet, though.
Yeah. The cats are in trouble.
What percentage of cats you think is shaking in their boots right now?
Oh.
60?
75.
And then you got probably a certain percentage that's just scared in general, like a situation like yours. Like
you got some people that are powerful, that are pretty powerful. Like, what's the power stop? Harvey Weinstein was at the top of, like, one of the biggest studios. Like is there any...
But I think...
Like, the volume? I think the volume really...
And I think Hollywood's not as Teflon, though, as sports is, too.
Oh, yeah, I mean, because it's less people that are involved in it, and it's a lot of dudes. Like, it's not, like, the same thing. Like, yeah, you don't have dudes trying to... I mean, even though I'm sure you do have some owners that be trying to leverage some sexual favors from players.
Right.
But, you know, which is wild to think if that shoe drops, boy, that'd be something right there. You know, but, I mean, you... yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sure. Imagine that comes out. You know, like Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson be like, oh, yeah, dude, you used to try to... Go down on me.
Not to say nothing about this executive, but like the executive from Golden State that's gay.
Mm.
And he was like, Steph Curry come out, was talking about, I forgot his name, that he tried to grab my dick though. And
mm-hmm.
then, you know, and it would be like plausible in that situation because he is gay.
Yeah, like, that's like the crazy thing about it. Like, I would think that would be less of a situation to me though than somebody that's just out here posing.
You saying that with that. It'd be fucked up.
Yeah.
But he's already saying I'm gay and I got a boyfriend and everything like that. It would just be fucked up as sexual harassment. You talking about like somebody just being on the
like low. Jerry Jones or something right. like
and
that.
And he got a wife and kids and shit. And he like out here.
Yeah, and he out here trying to get with Dak Prescott. Like that's wild. That's wild as hell. Or are they doing it because they got the upper hand? They got the money. They got the fame. They're making it happen for themselves.
I think sports may be more Teflon, though, than Hollywood. Hollywood is more cesspool-y, though, too. It's 50% of its existence.
Well, with athletes, what could end up happening would just be the same thing with actors, though. Like, chicks coming out and, like, really exposing the stuff.
Well, I was thinking more management. Like, that, when you're talking about the executive, I'm talking about people that
got power. Well, I'm just saying what I think is going to be more plausible, what's going to happen with sports.
Yeah, you ain't going to see no executive.
You're going to just start having them chicks that, them bar hoppers, being like, oh, yeah, he used to do whatever to me, like, all the time, every time.
Right, after every game.
Right.
I take that back. That coach that got called up by that stripper doing coke from the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
The offensive line coach.
Yeah. Like, that type of stuff could... That's the type of stuff that could really...
They gotta have some video and some tape.
Yeah, like, that's tough. Like, you gotta have a lot of proof to substantiate that. Because, I mean, there ain't no shortage of threats that come through a professional sports office. You know, you get all sorts of stuff where they'd be saying stuff and be like, can you prove it? Hmm. All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, I mean... It's gonna be interesting, man. With this, this is the beginning.
Oh yeah, you thought it was over. It's only the beginning.
Every day you're gonna get something, man. At this point, I assume if you was in Hollywood and you made it, I'd be like, you grabbed some asses and you finger banged some chicks though at the club randomly, didn't you?
Wow.
Right. And that's what you're like, you know, I did.
You'd be like that Michael Jordan shrug. Yeah.
I'm like. Do you gotta be that savage, man? Like, I mean, it was sitting next to me in my booth.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. But that's how these motherfuckers are. They got paid for them.
That's how they think.
She was sitting next to me in my booth.
Yeah.
She was in my booth.
Yeah.
Like, even though they won't say it out loud, but that's the mentality.
Yeah. Like, she came around me. She must want me. And that's the problem.
She sat right next to me in my booth.
That's the problem. I just don't have that mentality.
I ain't never thought like that in
my life.
Like, I've never just been like, yo, I'm going to fill her coochie today.
Yeah, like.
Like, what?
Like, okay, dude, go ahead. I'm not.
I mean, yes, in my mind, I'm like, I would love to fill her coochie
today. It's all hypotheticals.
Yeah, it's all in my fantasy mind of potentially what I can
handle. And even in my fantasy mind, I'm not sitting here being actionable on it. Like, yeah, exactly. even in my mind, I'm not being like,
she had to place my hand on her.
If it was completely okay for me to do this, I would do. I don't even think like that because I'm just a normal person. I'm not a fucking psycho.
You know, savage.
I mean, that's.
You're not a fucking savage.
Yeah, no, not at all. So, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm not a fucking psycho that doesn't understand boundaries and shit.
But you know? I know a lot of dudes we know. Mm-hmm. Definitely, if they was like, somebody's like, yeah, I'm like, oh, that's not shocking to me.
Yeah.
He did that.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I made that point, too. I said, I know people that, not saying, I don't fuck with people that do that type of stuff.
Yeah.
On their own.
Have you had a conversation with a dude, you'd be like, and you thinking like, yo.
You going kind of far, bruh?
Like, yo, like.
Like, you going a little far, bruh? Yeah.
Especially with cats back in college. Like, I was never a kind of a cat that wanted to be running trains on chicks.
Mm-mm.
And I think that's the most egregious situations, especially like, oh man, I just walked in, pulled my dick out, put it right in her face.
Yeah, like, nah.
Like, whoa. Nah. Whoa.
Nah.
Whoa, 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 what?
Nah, not doing that.
Whoa, what? First of all, I don't want to see another dude's dick in every one of my fantasies. I've been the only dick in every one of my fantasies.
I don't ever want to be in the proximity of another dick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every one of my fantasies have involved me. The only dick was me.
Even the thought of sword fighting makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, I'm not
even
here.
It's dark and he
I'll just leave the sword fighting that I view to, like, Star Wars and King Arthur and... You know, maybe Justice League looks like it might have a sword in it or something like that. I don't know.
That's the closest thing.
Just something. That's as close as I need it.
So let's go to Scottie Pippen, man.
Oh, God.
He took back his
it's
wife.
The main event time.
And he had to apologize.
Do we need to say anything else? He had to apologize to her for her cheating. Well, it's been a great episode.
Like, I mean, I'm like, I mean, can we take Pippen out of the Hall of Fame?
No, he's got basketball. We can't deal with what he did. He was a phenomenal basketball
player. I mean,
player.
Can we put like but a, we like, are going to create spray painted or something at least or something
there,
like that?
There might need to be an asterisk. We want an asterisk next to Barry Bonds.
Yeah, can we get one for Scottie Pippen?
Might need
an asterisk. Not even an asterisk. It'd be like a star. Like a little star. Not even an asterisk. Like C. 2017. Like, it'll be like a thing at the bottom of the of your almanac that'll say C like, 2017. You need to,
like, it's important.
No. Google Scottie Pippen 2017 and you'll understand why he's a star.
It's important that you understand how we got to this point with Scottie. Like, that's incredible. The gall of this woman. It's incredible.
Not even the gall at the suckerifiness of
to Pippen. Accept these terms.
I mean, I get some women that was on my, when I put on my face page, woman like, well, he had probably been out there doing what he was going to do or whatever. That's fine. You know, whatever is good for the goose is good for the gander. I get that. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. But you can't be having the dude you messing with getting at me on Snapchat on the low, making songs with talking about me,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. and you basically like talking about you in love with him and stuff. I mean, what else you want me to do? At this point, I'm strictly only doing is just not to pay you no child support. And pay you no alimony.
I don't know what to say about him. He's jumped the shark so far. I'm not apologizing to you for anything. What?
I'm apologizing to you for me putting you in a position that you would want to go fuck with. Young Hendrix.
Somewhere Future has just appeared in the clouds over his home like Shang Tsung at the end of like Shao Kahn at the end of Mortal Kombat. Yes. like he's just shown up and he's laughing. He got them glasses on and he's just laughing at Scottie from the clouds, just looking down on him. Meanwhile, Scottie woman is back at his home.
He probably won't live with her no more.
Probably not.
This is all just people.
You might.
I mean, like, yo.
Because he on some baby come back type of action.
He was begging, though. He was begging. I mean, she's cute, but she ain't that fine.
They ain't made one that fine yet.
Yeah.
They have not created a woman that's making me do all of that.
Yeah. I haven't seen one yet.
No. They're not making that model.
But even if there was one, she ain't it. She ain't even close to it.
No, she's not it.
She's not even also considering votes.
No, she's like number 42 in the AP poll.
And 42 don't exist in the AP poll. it's just as saying like, oh yeah, I'm 42, but you didn't get any votes.
That is 17 more spots than there are in the AP poll. So you have missed it completely. yeah, dude, that's. This is why in an upcoming episode, the Sucker Hall of Fame has to exist.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need for everybody to send in their submissions,
yeah.
Make a case, send them forward. We will consider this as we put together the inaugural class.
But we also have the Sucker of the Year Award, too, though. We have to give
that's an active sucker. Yeah. But then on top of that, we need the Sucker Hall of Fame. First class. 7 of the greatest suckers of all time will be enshrined in the Sucker Hall of Fame, which is located outside of a strip club near you.
The first person I would like to just to give you all like a little.
The second person.
Who's first?
Well, Scottie is.
Scottie is. Okay. Yes. The second person I'm putting in is Jane Kennedy's husband, first husband, that put out the sex tape with her before sex tapes was even popping.
Mm-hmm.
He put that out in '83
mm-hmm.
and circulated that.
I might have to put. I'm gonna put.
That was sucker.
I'm gonna put Joe DiMaggio up as well.
Ooh, because everybody was just banging his chick and just sending her hither and thither, mm-hmm. near and far.
Meanwhile, you're Joe fucking DiMaggio. It would be like if LeBron was out here living that life now. Like, you're LeBron James. You don't have to do this.
But Joe DiMaggio seemed like he was a sucker, though. Like, if you just look at kind of way he kind of...
He didn't have to be, though. He was... His swag was on another level. Like,
no, he really didn't. If you look at his swag, he didn't
no,
have no
but
swag
in that, in the 40s, that was swag.
But he didn't have... No. No swag compared to other cats in the 40s.
He was Joe DiMaggio.
Right, but I'm saying, but he didn't carry it like though. Mickey Mantle carried it like a swag.
I'm telling you, dog. I'm telling you. I know this from talking to old school writers, talking to people, my grandfather, all of them. Joe DiMaggio was the pinnacle of swag in the 40s.
More than Mickey Mantle?
Yes. Mickey Mantle was like
was like a Steph Curry. He was a hero that just happened to get trashed behind the scenes, and we ain't realize it until later. Joe DiMaggio was the Derek Jeter of his
Explain
time.
Explain to people though, that may not know the inside baseball and the Mickey Mantle. Why?
Oh, well, Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle was an incredible athlete, but then he just got drunk as hell.
He was drunk all the fucking
like time. He got drunk. He had bad knees, like all of this. But he was an icon, though. You know, so like that's why I say he's like Steph Curry. If you found out something was like completely wrong with the way Steph Curry was living, because like Steph got that great image, you know what I'm saying? And he out here, you know, you got love for him. But I mean, like if he was. You know, if like behind the scenes, he was just like living like Josh Gordon, you know, like
shout to Josh Gordon, just got reinstated.
Yeah, man. I hope he sticks around this time. His story is sad, but I mean, like, but like, that's the thing. But like, that's the problem. Like, DiMaggio was swagged up.
He didn't look like
he was. No, he don't look like it. Yeah, he ain't look like it. He's a funny looking Italian dude.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I can name 10 other baseball players that had more swag.
Like, he had, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, dog, you can. You'd be impossible because you're judging a book by.
He's more popular.
No, you're judging a book by its cover. DiMaggio was the most famous athlete on the Yankees, and the Yankees went to the World Series like.
Every year.
15 years in a row when he was there. Like, he was the biggest athlete in the world. And his swag, and he lived swagless.
And he lived swagless.
You had swag, and you just like, it's like he forgot the password to his swag. And it was sitting there, and he couldn't access it. Like, he forgot the PIN number. He was out there, he was swiping his card.
And Marilyn Monroe standing behind him in line, though.
Yeah.
Asking, are we going to eat or what?
Meanwhile, John Kennedy in line behind her, and he didn't just went ahead and pay for
his
food.
Brother.
Himself, yeah, exactly.
They both there, like,
exactly.
We'll take you out to eat.
But Joe was still crying over that. Like, so Joe DiMaggio, like, these are the type of things when I talk about the Sucker Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. The Sucker Hall of Fame. Then DiMaggio might not even make it first ballot. He might get in one day. But, like, the Sucker Hall of Fame, that's the play. That's coming up soon. So I need everybody to get your suckers together. Get your people together. I don't care if you send somebody over you know. Say my little brother. Say my brother is a sucker.
And give us the scenario to
happen. Break it down. Give us the scenario. We specialize in those.
Yeah, let's give
you
us
know,
a breakdown
so,
of why he's
so,
a sucker.
So tell me why he's a sucker. Like, the Sucker Hall of Fame is coming up quickly. Very quickly.
Is Kyrie Irving in there?
I don't know.
He's not a first at ballot, though.
No, no. Yeah. He hadn't.
With that whole Kalani thing.
Yeah, this is why there's going to need to be some research here.
We also have to pick, just know at the same time that just because a woman plays you don't mean you a sucker either.
Lannister might be in there.
Yeah, you have to repeatedly just be getting played.
Jamie Lannister might make it.
Sucker of the Year is like...
And by the way, you can bring characters into this too. Oh, it's people, it's characters, it's your brother, it's your daddy if you need to. If your daddy been a sucker, throw him out there, you know? Like, put it out there. Like, this is the Sucker Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame, like the hall. I'm trying to think of character in a movie that's a sucker. I mean, it's so many problems. It's so many suckers in movies.
There's a lot of suckers in movies.
Yeah.
That's sucker.
And not people you just don't like in movies either, though. They gotta do.
That's sucker central in the movies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you build characters to be suckers to base up, to kind of flip the dynamic of the film. Is this only gonna be men?
Oh, no, man. Suckers in general. Sure. Yeah, we open for business.
Yeah, the ladies can be in there.
Some women that play, a lot of women that play Boo Boo the Fool in their time. A lot of them.
Halle Berry's got to go in there. Just offhand.
There's a sucker?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We'll define it. We'll have to define sucker stringently.
She may make a couple of lists. Halle Berry may make a couple
She's
of lists.
She's on every list we've ever done. She's made them all.
People understand how much of an icon she was.
Represent.
Has she lost her luster?
I don't know. I mean...
No, I mean, like, will a kid know that, like, she's bad?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know how, like, J-Lo, they like, yo, like, J-Lo bad.
Yeah, J-Lo's...
Like, Angela Bassett is bad.
Yeah, well, Halle Berry's certainly in that class.
You know, Angelina Jolie is bad. Like, but I'm saying, but, like, is she out there enough that kids now would know who she is, though, is what I'm saying?
Yeah. Take a look at her Instagram sometime. She's out there.
She got an Instagram?
Yes. It's a good time.
Shit. I'm gonna follow that one. Mm-hmm. That might be a new follow for me.
That's in my repertoire.
Are we missing a topic?
I think that's everything for the time being.
Yeah,
we've caught up on life.
Yeah.
We've caught up on life. We've dissected Tyrese's struggles. We've talked about the dancing bear. We've
sexual harassment.
We broke down sexual harassment, and then we brought it back around home with a.
Is the dancing bear sexual harassment?
No, they're there. They're there.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about the way it's set up. Is it like a sexual? Because he do be flicking it right in the right. Well, in
it's faux sexual harassment.
What about saying, but like a dude that like in general.
It can't be sexual harassment because they
sign a waiver.
Yes, because they're there voluntarily. Like that's the difference. Sexual harassment starts when there's been no consent. But action still is happening. And that's the line. In case anybody was confused about...
No means no.
Have I ever... Even if she doesn't say no, you know when you're sexually harassing her. Period. Yeah.
And ladies, that's what some dudes don't know.
And ladies, you know when you're sexually harassing him. You just don't think about it that way because you don't look at it. But you too are sexually harassing somebody. By
yeah, like have you been sexually harassed before?
Me? Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh no, I remember specifically a time.
I'm 100% sure. You know how many women
grab my dick.
You know how many women in a stroll line in college will just grab any parts of you that's available? Yeah. I mean, like I've had the up and under.
Up under the hood.
Yeah. Like cough.
Oh, you don't have a hernia.
Cough. Close your eyes. Like, oh no.
And you do this all while I'm strolling.
Like in like 2 seconds. Like that, no, cause never forget that the women savage is far more savage than men savage.
What is the, before we get out, what is the profile of a woman savage, or is that not a profile?
Like a textbook, like a general woman savage?
Yeah.
Like an example or what's the type or like no, what's the most savage thing a woman can do?
What is the most savage thing a woman's done to you?
Oh, just went ahead and grabbed herself a handful of the situation.
And gave you a hernia check.
Yeah, and then looked you in the eyes.
Like, what you gonna do about it?
Like, And you're like, oh. And you as a dude be kind of like, hold up. Am I, what?
And then your dick gets hard all
the time. It's unfair. Like, dick's not part of the operation. Right. He's thinking he's in business for himself. Oh, my mom?
I didn't know. I thought we were strolling.
Why didn't you call me? This didn't even happen while I was strolling. Like, this is just an approach. This is an approaching grab.
I thought we just having a beer.
Women will also try to kiss you, too.
It's true.
They'll try to kiss you. And that can make you kind of...
Like,
wait. Hold up. Why is this happening? Okay, we doing this? All right. I didn't ask for that, though. It's technically a sexual harassment. It's sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
Technically. Technically.
That's real, though.
Yeah. But, you know, the difference between how dudes are supposed to react and how women are supposed to react is another double standard cultural faux pas type thing, too. So, well, yeah, it's happened, though. Yeah, for sure. You?
I've had a girl grab my dick on my birthday and said, happy birthday, and just look at me like, what you gonna do about it, and walk away.
See?
And I was confused, because I was like, what? Like... It's like
you're confused with yourself. You're not even worried about the situation. You're more or less in your mind. You're having an inner monologue as a dude. Like, you as a dude, you're like, did I just betray myself by not...
Yeah, well, did I not... Am I supposed to go get on that?
Yeah.
Or, like, what am I supposed to do?
Like, I think that the difference is because women assume if they put that initiative out there, that we're going to just Pied Piper it from that point on. Like, we're going to follow them in line.
Yeah, but
because... I think a lot of them really believe we're just open for business
24/7. 24/7 that day,
like we don't, have any sort of standard at all. Like we're down to clown if they decide they want to, and that would be a misconception, my dear, because that is not how it works. Nope. Not at all.
Nope.
Not at all.
You gotta catch me. This like how dudes think they can catch a woman slipping. You can't catch a man slipping like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the funny thing is that like when a dude be like, man, I gotta catch her slipping. At Elmo's after 3 or 4 drinks on a Tuesday. That's because we can be caught at Elmo's on a Tuesday after 3 or 4 drinks and get caught.
You could have caught me tripping at Arts Beats and Lyrics.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying though, like, how was Arts Beats and Lyrics though, man?
Fantastic.
Yeah, man. I heard it was crazy. I saw all the pictures and stuff, man.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Shout to Bun B, man. I heard he killed it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
Man, I want to hear a shout to Robert Guillaume that passed, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Benson. And what was the show before Benson where Benson spinned off from I don't even know if you knew that.
Yeah, Benson was a spinoff.
Yeah, it was another show. Soap. It's called Soap.
Okay.
I just thought of it. It's Soap. So, like, Robert Guillaume, like, a straight-up asshole butler to all these white folks. Mm-hmm. And they ain't nobody called him a nigga yet.
No, Robert Guillaume, and then Robert Guillaume and Lean On Me.
Robert Guillaume and Lean On Me going in on...
Now, let's go get something to eat. Morgan Freeman was looking like, what?
Hey, all right. Morgan Freeman was like, y'all, I'm still doing it.
I guarantee you they went to go get some catfish, too.
Or ribs?
Morgan Freeman and Robert Guillaume ate some catfish together. They was
just straight up catfish, not catfish.
They wasn't even Joe Clark and whoever Robert Guillaume played. They was Robert Guillaume and Morgan Freeman, for that moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't go to Chipotle. You think Morgan Freeman ever been to Chipotle?
Yeah.
Think so?
He's got a young wife.
Oh, that's
his wife is his former daughter or something? Like his, it's like his stepdaughter. It's some weird shit like that.
God damn. Well, he down far enough south that he can pull that off.
Or his step-granddaughter, maybe? I think it's step-granddaughter.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's a step-granddaughter.
That's wild.
Yeah. So she young. She want to go to Chipotle.
I haven't been to Chipotle. I'm going to Chipotle tomorrow. I haven't been in a while.
They've been taking, because they take the meals. With the cheeses and all.
I don't want queso. I don't like queso very much. I don't know. I like Chipotle the way it was. Like, I look at Chipotle like we were together. You felt like you wanted to go out in this world and find some things out. And you went out there and realized that wasn't for you.
It's like if In-N-Out Burger wanted to add more to the menu.
But just realize I just happened to still be single and I still rock with you.
For the record, In-N-Out Burger is amazing too.
Shake Shack had his pop-up here.
What do you mean?
Shake Shack had a pop-up.
Of In-N-Out?
No, Shake Shack, the burger place, had a pop-up. Downtown.
They did?
Yeah.
Are they?
They'll be here soon. They're going to West End.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to be
last good. Last thing here. Top five fast food burgers.
Ooh, shit. In-N-Out. Shake Shack. Fat Burger. That's all I got with three, though, I think. Chick-fil-A? Is that considered?
That's called chicken. That's not a burger. Right, they've made it clear that's not the same thing. I've never had a few of those. I don't think I've ever had any of those.
You ever had In-N-Out?
No. I don't go to California, really.
It's California. It's in Texas now, too.
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm in Texas, I usually go to Whataburger.
Whataburger's cool too, though, but it's like...
Whataburger's going to start the list for me here.
Whataburger's good, too. I want to put Whataburger, but I know it's so fatty and like...
Oh, yeah. It's Yeah, it got saltier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it changed, though. If I get drunk enough, I'll eat McDonald's.
I mean, I'll eat anything.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
But, Whataburger. Whataburger, Five Guys. Burger King. Flame Grill. Does.
Oh, and Zips. My bad. I'm taking... That's real.
I mean, 1,000 of them. I've been eating it since I was a little kid.